خب خسر گیمم ام اولا پم اخس یایم سه شو بین ایفر افیلو آمو لای علی. Even though we said before that if you were called up, or you're in the shul when the kohanim were called up, and you don't go up, the kohen is over and misses a say, that's only if you did not do birchas kohanim that day. But if you already did birchas kohanim that day, then his minimum requirement is to do once a day. The second time, if you called up, it's a nice thing to do, but he's not over a say if he does not go up. Which brings another condition is that the kohen is over the esed, is in position to do the birchas kohanim. Now, in order to do birchas kohanim, the kohanim have to start progressing towards the duhan, to the place where they can say the birchas kohanim, from the time the shliach tzibur says ritzei. But if he, for whatever reason, if he did not do that, and the shliach tzibur already said ritzei, then he should not go up. So memele, he can go out of the shul, he can't go up, and therefore he's not included in the mitzvah of birchas kohanim for that time. The ma'ase, if something happened, the kohen was around in the shul, and he couldn't, or for whatever reason, did not go up by ritzei, it's preferable for him to leave the shul, because there are opinions that say that even so he has to go up, and there are other opinions that say that he shouldn't go up at the court. So it's just best to leave the shul in that situation. Siv Dalin. Kishakoinim einon roitim la'alos l'duchen. A kohen that does not want to go up to the duchen, because he, the shul says, it's about weak, he can't do it. Moghra Vom says that he should leave the shul before they start and say, so that people shouldn't say that there's something wrong with him, and that's why he's not going up. So the Maisev says that in a case where he has a reason that he cannot go up, the Shulchan Aruch says that ain't shechel lishat zchus lebeisik nesses el b'shashu kerech hazan kohanim. He should only be out of the shul when the calling of the kohanim, the chazan says kohanim, because then it looks that there's something wrong with him for the fact that he's not going up. Avo, the Maisev, the Shulchan Aruch says kedei shelo yomim shem kumim nogel shaloi lekohanim lebeisik nesses ad sheyigmur b'yeras kohanim. The Maisev, that people see a kohen in there, he's not going up, then the mere fact that he's not going up by Birchas Kohanim, they're going to say there's something wrong with him. He was apostle. So therefore, the proper minhag is, even though Misaradin, if he did not start going up when the Chazan said to say, he's potter from going up. But the mice, if he's not going up, he should leave the shul and stay out till after the Birchas Kohanim. Kamuvan, even though we said that a Kohen that did not go, the Duchen by Ritzei, should not go up, and therefore won't be over the essay. But to transgress the essay, it has to be a situation that you're in a position to say Birchas Kohanim, and the person says, Kohanim, start. And instead of starting, he doesn't do it. But if he couldn't go up because he started too late, so according to most opinions, he's not going to miss his essay. But Avada, if there's no special reason not to go up, he shouldn't refrain from going up, because even though he won't be over the essay, but he has an opportunity to do essay, and it's not proper to lose that opportunity for no good reason. But if he has some good reason because, like we said, he's weak or whatever other reason it is, then that's acceptable.